Quest Communications will restate its earnings for the past couple of years after the company discovered more than $1 billion in accounting errors. The announcement is just the latest bad news from Quest, which already faces a government investigation for questionable dealings with other telecom companies. But NPR's Larry Abramson reports Quest executives tried to portray the announcement as a sign the company is set for rebirth.
Like other telecom companies, Quest has insisted it will not be the next shoe to drop, the next firm to dissolve in accounting scandals. But Quest has not been able to escape attention attracted by certain deals it made with other telecom companies. Quest basically sold those companies the right to lease space on Quest's fiber optic network, then bought that same capacity right back again. Those swaps made the company's books look good during a critical period. But in a teleconference this morning, CEO Richard Notebaert said that was not kosher.
We found that those policies were incorrectly applied to approximately 18% of the optical capacity asset transactions in the years 1999, 2000, and 2001, which totaled approximately $1.16 billion in recognized revenue.
That means that over $1 billion in earnings are imaginary and will probably disappear from the company's books when those records are revised in the coming months. Notebaert was brought in to help rescue Quest just 7 weeks ago. In his announcement, he tried to make it clear that the accounting games were part of the past. The effort to clean them up is part of the future.
If accounting errors were made, they will be corrected and they will be disclosed. The public will be fully informed. If an individual violated company policy, appropriate action will be taken.
The company's stock finished the day where it started, but that's little help with the price hovering below $2 a share. That's because analysts have already figured these accounting issues into their assessments, according to Maribel Dolanoff of Forrester Research.
Nobody believes that there's any credibility to the numbers that have been put out to date from most telecom providers. And given the government investigations, this is what I would call a normal precaution so that everybody looks like they're dotting their I's, crossing their T's, and moving forward the way they should be now that they're under new management.
For all of its problems, Quest still dominates the local phone business in 14 states, and that business now accounts for more than 85% of the company's revenue. It guarantees a steady stream of cash that other telecom firms have not been able to rely on. But Quest still faces a huge debt. An analyst, Tom Friedberg of Breen, Murray & Company, says the only way for Quest to reduce that debt is to sell its profitable phone directory businesses.
If they're able to raise over $6 billion for those businesses in total, then the company probably can continue to survive independently and not be forced into the hands of its banks or into a bankruptcy proceeding.
Quest could announce a sale of those assets as early as this week. And last week, the company announced it has support from regulators to offer long-distance service in 5 western states later this year. But in the near term, the company faces continuing government investigations and the dubious pleasure of appearing before a Senate committee tomorrow. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.